Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances, and when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem searching for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Dustin Beck from Trinity Lutheran Church in Corpus Christi, Texas.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the 11th day of Christmas, the second to last day of the season. And then, as it usually does, the calendar of the Church drags us onward. We will celebrate the Epiphany of our Lord, the revealing of Jesus to the world, the pulling back the curtain of God's wonderful work of salvation, so that we can all come and worship Christ, the newborn King, the crucified one, the risen one. But today our appointed text is found in that curious time between Christmas and the coming of the Magi, the flight to and return from Egypt, and then the beginning of Jesus' public ministry at his baptism in Luke chapter 3. People often wonder what Jesus must have been like as a child. There have been books written, and even recently a movie released, that depict this young Messiah. But the fact is, we don't know much. Anything beyond the account at the end of Luke 2 is simply speculation. But what we do see in this account of Jesus' earthly life are his parents and the words of comfort that Jesus gives to them. We see his obedience, his perfect nature. They likely would have gone to Jerusalem yearly for the Passover and perhaps for other holidays as well. But when Jesus goes into Jerusalem, note that it is with holy purpose. This Advent season, we chanted, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, that the King of glory may come in." And this King of glory, it is none other than the Lord of hosts himself. Now, to be sure, Jesus doesn't come into Jerusalem at 12 years old and receive a king's welcome. But he went to his father's house nonetheless. He told his parents, "I must be in my father's house." It was necessary. There he sat, asking questions and teaching the learned. And he gave just a glimpse of the prophetic office by which he would deliver a word from the Lord for all people. Years later, he would enter Jerusalem again. And again, he said, "It is necessary." But this time he entered, having increased in wisdom and in stature, and having grown in favor with God and men. And so this man, the Lord Jesus Christ, begotten from eternity, yet born of Mary, came unto his own, to be our great high priest, our intercessor, who pleads our case before the Lord. And he pleads by means of his own blood. The one who entered the city to shouts of "Hosanna," and "Blessed is he," was rejected as king, was hung on a cross, and adorned with a crown of thorns and his kingly title, mocking him as he died. But the one filled with wisdom and might, holiness and glory, he is risen. This Jesus has overcome the sharpness of death and the grave. After 3 long days of sorrow, it all becomes clear that this was all necessary. It was necessary for your salvation and mine. But the necessity of Christ's saving work extends even to us in these latter days. Font and table, water, body and blood, these gifts are given that we might know the depths of His love, that we might look upon the One who went up to Jerusalem and said, "Why are you looking for me?" Why are you looking for Jesus, friends of Christ? Why are you looking for forgiveness and fulfillment anywhere else? He is exactly where He has promised to be, in His Word, in His sacraments, in His church, for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank Pastor Dustin Beck from Trinity Lutheran Church in Corpus Christi, Texas, for today's meditation on God's Word.